Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, March 20th. It looks like a federal election could be called this weekend. Numerous national media outlets quote government sources in reporting Prime Minister Mark Carney will visit the Governor General on Sunday to ask to dissolve Parliament, which would kickstart a federal election campaign. Sources say Election Day would be either April 28th or May 5th. A person with a gun prompted the heavy police presence in Neyashinigming earlier this week. Grey Bruce OPP say a 35-year-old resident from the First Nation community was arrested and charged with firearms-related offenses. The OPP West Region Emergency Response Team, canine and aviation units were called in around 8:30 Tuesday morning to assist with a report of a person with a gun on Farm Road. There were no injuries reported. Neyashinigming Police and Grey Bruce OPP executed a search warrant at a residence and seized firearms. OPP say the accused was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Hanover police have arrested a man after a foot chase. Police Chief Chris Knoll says officers had tried to arrest a wanted suspect Tuesday evening in a residential area, but say he fled on foot through backyards. Knoll says officers had the help of several citizens who pointed them in the right direction, as well as the OPP canine unit, emergency response team, and West Grey police. The suspect was arrested while crossing a field in West Grey without further incident. A 26-year-old West Grey man is charged with theft, possession of stolen property, and breach of probation. Provincial police have released a picture of a suspect in a break and enter on Main Street South in Mount Forest. They say on March 10th at about 5:30 in the morning, the suspect shattered the front glass door, ransacked the business, and left with two amplifiers. Anyone with information is asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. Flags in Owen Sound are at half-mast today after the passing of a longtime city employee, Darcy Wise. A valued member of the city's arena team played an essential role in keeping the Bayshore Community Center clean and welcoming after Owen Sound attack games. He's being remembered for his hardworking nature and warm-hearted presence. A report was released today on the investigation into the plane crash at Pearson Airport in February. It says there's still a lot to determine, but that it was coming down quickly, and also that a piece affecting the landing gear fractured, and the landing gear on one side of the plane retracted. A wing tore off and the plane flipped. It's not the final report, just part of some initial findings. No one was killed in the crash, though over 20 people were hospitalized. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 8 points to 25,060. The Dow Jones is down 11 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.8 U.S. cents, up 0.03 of a cent, and the price of oil is $68.26, up $1.10 a barrel. In sports, a big game tonight for the Owen Sound Attack. They're on the road to face the Barrie Colts for the sixth and final time this season. High stakes for the Attack. It's the first of a 3-3 to close out the OHL regular season. And they start the day tied with the Sarnia Sting for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, 3 points back of the Sioux Greyhounds. It's a 7 o'clock start between the Attack and Colts tonight. You can hear the game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs visit the New York Rangers tonight. The schedule is out for the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pulock Division Final. Game 1 goes tomorrow in Hanover between the Barons and Fergus Whalers. Canada's Rachel Homan locked up a playoff spot at the Women's World Curling Championship with wins over Japan and Switzerland this morning. Canada's men's national soccer team faces Mexico at 10:30 tonight in a CONCACAF Nations League semifinal. NCAA March Madness tipped off this afternoon, and in the NBA tonight, the Toronto Raptors face the Golden State Warriors. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, showers or flurries eventually clearing tonight, 40-kilometer wind gusts, a low of minus 5, the wind chill minus 9 overnight. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, 60-kilometer wind gusts, and a high around 6 degrees. Right now it's plus 1 in Meaford, minus 1 in Tobermory, 3 degrees in Hanover, and it's 0 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.